Ruth's Reward. How happy is the child who hears instruction's warning voice, and whose celestial wisdom makes his early only choice. Preface. It is with pleasure I respond to the request of the compiler of this little book to write a short preface to it. The subject of the narrative is personally known to me, and it has been my privilege to meet her recently and to hear many gracious utterances from her lips respecting the Lord's dealings with her. She has been led deeply into a knowledge of her sinnership and has also been favored to realize the love and kindness of her God and Savior, so that her speech is with grace seasoned with salt. What a joy it will be to her if the Holy Spirit should be pleased to use this simple narrative in savingly impressing the mind of one or more youthful readers. We are thankful that our friend who has undertaken the compilation of this little book has been constrained, we believe, by the love of Christ, to bring before the minds of the young this record of the dealings of the Lord with one of his little ones. It is of the highest importance that our young people should be influenced in the right direction at the present time, when the enemy of God and man is stirring up so much blasphemous opposition to the revealed word and truth of God. Even in many daily secular schools, children are being taught that which is opposed to the unerring scriptures. May he who said while on earth, "Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise," condescend to use this simple account to the enlightening and convincing of many, so that his great name may be glorified in the salvation of precious souls. I earnestly hope this little volume may have a large circulation among our Sunday schools and Bible classes. Walter Brook. The following is a strictly true narrative woven into a story form, the names of the persons mentioned having been changed. It is hoped that the Lord may bless this little effort, and if his will, use it to his honor and glory. A.R.